And if just gonna bounce a little bit of this crimson here and just play around. All kinds of pretty little colors. That looks good enough. The warm little sky. Happy little sky. Just like him. Just like him. Move the just a touch and just like so. The midnight light. Small amount below blue. Blue and black. Just a small amount. Black is so strong. Just sort of dance in a little bit of this blue black color. Just let it bounce around and play. Wherever you think it'll be, that's exactly where it should be. Let's go back up here. Perfect. A smoothie is always flat. But try to keep these strokes as straight as possible a little bit. It'll make your water better. Very quickly, this blue and black mixture is so strong, it'll eat up this little light here, so try not to cover that up. And we'll save a little bit of all of that. It'll just absolutely all in together. Just let your imagination take it wherever you want to be. Okay, let's go up here. And that quick, we have a very colorful, nice little sky. I'll go into a little bit of Van Dyke brown, a little bit of the sienna. Touch of sap green. We just mix them together on a brush. Just like that. We got some happy little bushes back here. And I'm just bare tapping the canvas. Not tapping very hard. And I want them to get lighter toward the top. Just make a decision what you think your bushes would look like and drop them in. A little bit more paint. Dark sienna, Van Dyke brown, a little bit of sap green. I don't want too much green. I want to stay sort of. There we go. You can take a lizard crimson and sap green mixed together and make a beautiful brown color. Maybe there's some little things that live right up in here. Just wherever you want. And if you want to show some things that are far, far away, just barely touch your canvas. So there's just little tiny indications. See? And it looks like little distant things. Let's put a few little highlights up there. We'll take the same old brush, just leave it dirty. There's a little bit of the yellows, a little green. And sort of vary the colors between all the different yellows. Just barely touching the canvas.